Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Today's episode is being brought to you by Social Joey and the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference. Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, your social media consigliere. And today we're going to get into the subject of AI. We haven't spoken about that in quite a while. So I wanted to bring on someone who is doing some really interesting things in AI, specifically in the marketing field. And that's Tanuj Joshi, founder and CEO of Ularity. Welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thank you.
Before we get into our topic of AI today, let's learn a little bit about your background. What's your story, Tanuj?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started as charged as guilty in the technology field where, you know, we were developing a lot of cool software, especially in the marketing space for the Fortune 500 brands. I've worked in the product and engineering department at firms like Criteo, which invented retargeting, firms like MediaMath, which is a pioneer real-time bidding marketing engine. And these are all really complex words, but long story short, I spent a decade of my life working for firms that bring sophisticated marketing algorithms, AI, to the Fortune 500. And that's how they use the power of marketing to that. Fast forward, the idea came that why not bring that technology to the smaller local franchise businesses, and got a few people, got a few like-minded individuals together, and we began on our journey now approximately 2 years ago.
I really want to talk about how this applies to the franchise space. You and I are both very involved there, but let's first talk about how are you using AI to automate advertising? Like, where do we start?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So, advertising has been this really complex thing done by, you know, the top Fortune 500 brands, especially now I'm talking when I say AI, you know, kind of transcends itself into the digital advertising space. And you have the Google pay-per-click searches, you have the ability to reach thousands and thousands of websites, like the CNNs, the Fox, the Wall Street Journals, all those. And then you have the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Twitters of the world, which are, you know, there are certain ecosystems in there by themselves. And as you know, you would understand that these things primarily have a couple of things going for them, which are, one, every successful marketing campaign needs to target the right people. So it needs to understand about your business and target the right people in a right geographic radius and so on. Second, it needs to deliver the right message, right? So that's the other thing that it needs to do. So those are the two main areas where AI can be used in today's marketing world to make sure that you get the most bang for your buck.
So I think I understand how AI can apply to targeting, and we'll get into a little bit more on that deeper in just a moment. But let's talk about the messaging a little bit. How are you using AI specifically for coming up with the messaging? Is it making messages that are specific to individuals or small groups of people that are part of the targeting, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in 2019, if you think about it, every brand out there, franchising especially, they have a lot of locations and they have a lot of internet chatter going around for themselves. They have people commenting on their Yelp posts. They have brand messages on their website, on their Facebook pages, on their Google listings. And the same is true for images. Certain images on Yelp or their Google listing are really beautiful. And it never occurs to them that those images can be analyzed, are available in high def, and can be used for making a really good ad, which can go. So we, our engines out there analyze things that already exist for you in the outside world or in the digital world, puts them together and presents to you a really good quality ad, which performs even better than what you would have designed yourself.
So if the even if the targeting was perfect, if you're using the same ad for every person out there, it's just not going to be as relevant as if your program came up with some creative and some messaging that was specific for me, let's say.
Yeah, it's specific for you, specific for a group of people. And of course, right, like we definitely believe that we present it to our customers and they ultimately have the call that they like it or they don't like it or they want to edit it a little bit. So our goal is to give them a start, a really, really good starting point so that they can either accept it as it is for an app to run or for them to edit it and take it forward.
Got it. And when you're using AI to create these messages, or I guess I should say curate some of these messages that could be used for consumers, is it, I see how it would be more efficient than using humans because you don't have to, you don't have to pay quite as much for salaries and so forth. But is the quality of the work the same as if humans were doing the messaging, or are you to the point where it's actually going to be better?
So, you know, I'd never discount the ability of humans in this. You know, so there's always been a confusion about AI that is it about to replace humans?
Yeah,
right?
I think that's what we're all afraid of, right? That someday we won't need a podcast host. There will just be some automated voice that's going to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, but if you want to ask the same questions or slightly different questions to everybody, then that future might be true. But if you want to curate questions for differently for different people, then we still need humans, right?
Okay, good. Okay.
We really still need you.
For now, we're safe.
We still need Jack. Yeah. Right. So the idea is that, you know, usually when people are think about a journey of a successful creative, right? You take a bunch of bigger images, right? You put together some messaging with it, and then you decide. And it's like a process of elimination, right? Rather than coming up with the perfect thing for the very first time. So the starting point of doing anything, and I'm now, you know, kind of branching out a little bit of outside just creatives for a second, is the part where humans go through a bunch of recursive functions or recursive techniques to, and then they decide and say, okay, this makes more sense than that. That's where the world of AI is right now in terms of providing the most impact. It is not making the decisions for you. What it is doing is it is giving, if there were 100 hours required to complete a task and 60 of those were for you to find the right starting point or a bunch of options, it cuts that process a lot. And it gives you a starting point of like, hey, by the way, have you considered this image with this text? And this looks good. Now you can go ahead and edit it. Or you can say, no, I'd want to see lesser of these. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So it's not making the decisions, but doing some of the heavy lifting and the tedious tasks of going through images and texts and messages and things like that.
Yeah. And this, in that process, just understanding images and saying that, okay, this person now shows a pattern. So next time I give them a starting point, I will give them with, you know, 10 images of coffee cups instead of, you know, burgers, because they tend to prefer coffee cups.
And you're working, I don't know if it's exclusively or you're just doing a great deal of work in the franchise space right now, as many of us are who are listening right now. Mm-hmm. How does this sort of AI automated advertising type program, how does that relate to franchising? I assume it has something to do with how you can scale it up for multiple locations and just keep growing it out, right?
Yeah. So we have seen tremendous amount of success in the franchise world because, you know, every time you can bring something scalable in terms of technology to something that is scaled on business already, it's of immense value. So, you know, we directly work with the franchisors the most and with some franchisees. And what we offer is a program, and we can find out more about Angularity.com. We deploy our software at the franchisors, and then all the franchisees in their network can use it with the right amount of controls. The franchisors can say, hey, by the way, these are the only images that I want them to use. These are only the messages I want them to use. And this is the pool that your AI can, these are the boundaries your AI can work in. And those are the kind of things we do for them.
So you're keeping the messaging consistent. Mm-hmm. Across all of these advertising platforms, even though it might be the AI will find some different ways to message or maybe a little bit of a different message depending upon the market or the franchisee or where they're located. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it's a different way to message. It's also the AI, you know, think about another repetitive task that some of the humans do, which is they look at a marketing campaign for a period of 15 days. Then they decide which marketing channel worked the best, right? And then they divert more budget to that marketing channel. Our AI does that multiple times a day. So if you are about to spend, let's say, $50 a day, it will look at, you know, how were the $50 used in the last 7 days and what brought in the most amount of results? And when it wakes up to today, it will say, all right, the best way to spend $50 is on this message, on this Facebook ad, because this drives the most amount of performance for these people. So 35 or 40 of my 50 should go towards that. So.
And I'm assuming it works that well from day one, but it would probably, if I'm understanding this correctly, it would learn over time with that franchise system and that group of franchisees. It would learn and probably teach itself to be more efficient. Am I right, or am I getting a little bit too into science fiction now?
No, I think that's the goal of every algorithm, right? That's the goal of every algorithm, is that it learns and it has better data it generates better data and then has better data to learn. So you're not going into science fiction.
Okay.
We're still in the real world.
Good, good. All right. We want to stay there, but well, actually let's not stay there. Let's peek into the future a little bit. Where do you see this kind of technology being implemented? And let's not go too far in the future, but you know, let's say still this year, maybe into 2020, what trends are you seeing and where can people possibly start applying this type of technology in the near future?
So, you know, in purely from the marketing world, the areas, you know, where scale becomes important is that you are a 200, 300 person or even a 50 location franchise, and you want to scale out your marketing efforts with not so much incremental cost. That's where I see the role of AI becoming really, really important, because it has already learned a bunch of stuff on a bunch of locations. And now you're ready to scale. And it's software, so it does not have a complex onboarding. Our onboarding takes less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
To start with our platform.
Wow.
So, you know, when I say, in the noble words of Steve Jobs, it should be insanely, insanely great, which means ridiculously simple, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, so it should, so one of the goals of AI per se is something in front of you should be so obvious that you didn't even realize that it was there in the first place, right? Now you think about that from your iPhone perspective, right? that there are certain features there that you've become so accustomed to that you never thought about a world where they didn't exist. And there's a lot of AI going into it. It's the same thing with our software and our marketing, where it's intuitive enough for every franchisee so that they don't really ever have to worry about the marketing mumbo jumbo. What is an impression? What is a CTR?
Yeah.
Things just seem intuitive and simple.
Yeah. You know what I really love about that is I've seen too many franchisees or managers at other types of multi-location businesses who have had to become local marketing experts, which is not a bad thing. It's good for every business owner or business manager to, you know what their marketing is doing and what they're capable of. But far too often we see franchisees who are spending, you know, hours and hours per week worrying about cost per click and how do I increase my reach on this ad versus the ad I had last week. And every hour they spend on that is an hour they're not actually running their business or selling to a new customer or taking care of a customer. So I think the more you can use technology to take that off of their shoulders, I think you're really helping them build their business and not just, you know, not just giving them one more thing they have to learn and be a part of.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. That's the goal. That's the goal of the whole thing. If you are a business owner, your primary focus is to run your business. You have operations. You have, you know, a payroll. You have 8,000 other things to worry about. In 2019. For a field that is called digital marketing, it should not be manual, you know?
Yeah.
And it's sadly it is. So that's the thing that we are trying to make sure and automate is to give those 2 hours a day back to the business owner so that they can use it with their families. They can use it for their business, but they don't have to look at CPCs.
Yeah. Two more hours of selling to new customers or taking care of current customers' problems. That's how you grow your business. So very, very, very interesting stuff, Tanuj. We'll be back for a wrap-up in just a moment. But first, this message that the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference is happening in Atlanta, June 18th, 19th, and 20th. Keynotes include Duncan Wardle, head of creative and strategy from Disney and Pixar, and yours truly will be leading a social media panel and case studies with three very cool franchise brand marketers. You can learn more and register today at franchisemarketingconference.com. That's franchisemarketingconference.com. Today's guest is Tanuj Joshi of Ularity. Tanuj, where can people learn more or connect with you if they've got additional questions on AI for their marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my email is T-A-N-U-J, that's Tanuj, at E-U-L-E-R-I-T-Y, that's Ularity.com. So they can directly email me at Tanuj@Ularity.com. Of course, they can go to our website at Ularity.com, E-U-L-E-R-I-T-Y.com. And those are the two best ways to reach me.
Excellent. And I absolutely encourage everyone to take him up on that offer to answer some questions. I've learned so much today, and I really appreciate your time. Oh, and by the way, we'll have links to those places on the Social Geek Radio website as well, so people can find them very easily. Tanuj, thanks so much for joining Social Geek today, and we look forward to chatting with you again in the very near future.
Thank you so much, Jack. My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, and good night, everybody.